This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. You may have plans to watch the Super Bowl on Sunday. No matter who you root for, the Seattle Seahawks are a fixture in our community. But in the mid-90s, the team was set to move to California. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen offered to buy the Seahawks and keep them in the city on one condition. He wanted taxpayers to approve public funding for a new football stadium. Fred Mendoza is vice chair of the Washington State Public Stadium Authority. He's also a longtime member of Seattle's soccer community. Mendoza helped rally support on a statewide vote for the stadium we now call CenturyLink Field. He told Jeannie Yandel the vote passed because Seattle soccer fans got involved. It all started when he opened the paper one morning.
I saw the big headlines that Paul Allen had just paid $20 million for an option to save the Seahawks from being moved to Los Angeles on the condition that a new open-air stadium would be funded by the public. And I read that. I immediately called Paul Allen's office, and within a day or two, we were meeting with them. And, I mean, it was obvious at the time, soccer is a rectangular game. Football is a rectangular game. It made sense for us to build one stadium for both uses, and Paul Allen and his group were ecstatic. We were ecstatic, and that's how we got started.
So now you had this idea to build a stadium for both football and soccer. What happened next? How did you make it happen?
The first thing we did was go to Olympia. A bill was written, and we went to Olympia to pitch the bill to the legislators and to the governor, Governor Gary Locke. There was not very much political will at the time for another publicly funded stadium on the heels of the Mariners Stadium that many voters and many legislators felt was jammed down their throats. So it wasn't going to be an easy political battle, but a bill was drafted and a legion of consultants, lobbyists, and public relations folks were hired by Paul Allen to convince the legislators that this was a good idea and that the people of the state of Washington, not just King County and Seattle, but the entire state, needed to and should be entitled to vote on whether this stadium should be built.
So you had the idea of sharing a football stadium and a soccer stadium, but what were you hearing from other people in the soccer community here?
There was a tremendous amount of support for the idea of a soccer stadium. There isn't much crossover between American football fans and international football, soccer football fans. So we had to meld those two groups. But from my side, I was hearing tremendous support, and it really was a grassroots effort. But one of the interesting things about that bill is it actually contains a provision in the bill that says there shall be no more votes on any publicly funded stadiums. There is one vote. It is this vote, and the people shall speak.
With that provision in the bill, this was your one shot. If the people of Washington voted no, it was over for you, correct?
It was over for football. And certainly I would have gone back to the drawing board and with my little committee would have tromped around King County looking for a piece of ground to build a soccer stadium.
So how close was the vote?
The vote was too close. The vote was too close. Little more than 50% of the registered voters of the state of Washington voted, cast ballots. And a little more than 50% of those who cast ballots voted for it. So doing the math, one would say that perhaps 26% of the people of the state of Washington, of the voters of the state of Washington, voted for it. But we had a majority. We won the election. And as we say, the rest is history.
I'm talking with Fred Mendoza. He's a local lawyer and a member of the soccer community. In 1997, he was instrumental in getting a vote in front of the people of Washington State to build a public stadium for the Seattle Seahawks so they could stay here in Seattle, but also for what would eventually become a major league soccer team. You also said earlier that if you do the math, perhaps 26% of the people in the state of Washington actually wanted to fund this new stadium. So what about everybody else? The people who voted no, the people who didn't vote at all. How has building and having a stadium like this in Seattle benefited them?
About 1.8 million people come through that stadium every year for sporting events and for exhibitions. And that's one piece that benefits even those folks who don't enjoy sports. And one little known fact, actually, one of the pieces of this legislation that is in the referendum requires that 20% of the net profit from the exhibition center must be paid back to the state common school fund. That has never happened before. It's a unique element of this legislation. And as of this year, with a check of over $400,000, $2.5 million has been paid to the common school fund from the exhibition center. So even those folks who aren't sports fans really get benefits, real benefits from this stadium.
There's also a lot of research that suggests that overall, there's not a lot of positive economic impact for any city when they have a sports stadium like this. So aside from that unique provision you just talked about, what's your response to that criticism?
I don't see that research, and I think that I would contest the research. All of the small businesses and large businesses are benefiting from the existence of the Seahawks, and they wouldn't exist without this stadium. Hotels, motels, rental car companies, restaurants, apparel companies, those companies and all those businesses are all benefiting from that.
Fred Mendoza is vice chair of the Washington State Public Stadium Authority. He spoke with Jeannie Yandel. Public funding for stadiums is a controversial issue. When team owners like Paul Allen appeal to the public for money, we often hear them claim that pro sports teams and stadiums bring an economic impact, a benefit to the community. But is it true? Economist Michael Davis says economic impact all comes down to whether or not your team wins or loses.
The overwhelming research that's been found by other economists and myself shows that there really isn't much of a positive impact of having a sports team or constructing a stadium. We did find that there was some positive impact from the team success, but that was just over and above sort of a baseline level. The team does well, you're happier, and so therefore you buy more things. And I always say that your kids end up with a better Christmas if your team does well during the fall.
Economist Michael Davis says while winning can have an impact, the economic benefits of a winning team don't necessarily outweigh the costs associated with building a stadium.